Hello, I'm Marina Santi.
And I'm Ruby Jones. Welcome to Spotlight. This programme uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
How can we live today when someone stole yesterday?
The heart cry of Australia's Indigenous people. These are the people who lived on Australian land long before Europeans discovered it. Behind the beauty of the desert land is a story of great pain and injustice. Our program Kanyini told some of the land's history. Today, we look at the present and the future of the Indigenous people.
The year 2007 is the 10th anniversary of the Bringing Them Home report. This report was published in 1997. It investigated the separation of Indigenous children from their families. Earlier Australian governments had taken children from their homes and land. The report confirmed that many thousands of children had been separated from their parents. The report resulted in huge interest, and it stated that many of the Indigenous people's problems today began with these bad policies of the past.
Today, many of these Indigenous people suffer from a loss of identity. They seem caught between two very different ways of life. The effects of this are terrible. Australian Indigenous communities have higher rates of unemployment. There is more alcohol and drug abuse, and there is family violence. Reports estimate that alcohol causes the death of an Aboriginal adult every 38 hours. Indigenous people are a disadvantaged minority in society.
In June 2007, Aborigine communities came into the public eye again. This time it was because of another report called Little Children Are Sacred. This report is the result of an investigation by the Northern Territory State Government. It investigated claims that people are sexually abusing children in the Indigenous community.
Pat Anderson is a health specialist among Indigenous people. She is one of the writers of the report. She said,
"Spiritually, socially, mentally, there is a total breakdown in families. People are drunk from alcohol most of the time. The children are not safe."
The report states that sexual abuse is serious and widespread. It also states clearly that abuse does not only happen in Indigenous communities. But the Sacred Children report is about the Indigenous communities in Australia. Children here are at high risk of abuse because of the social problems in these communities.
Here is one tragic example from the report. It is about a young boy. H.G. was born in a far-out community. When he was 12 years old, an older man raped him. He forced the young boy into an unnatural sex act twice. H.G. was ashamed and embarrassed, so he did not report it at the time. H.G. did not tell anyone until 2006, over 30 years later. At that time, he was seeking release from prison. He was in prison because he had become a dangerous sex offender. His crime? Rape. H.G., now an adult, had attacked an 8-year-old boy. This boy was called Z.H. 7 years later, Z.H. raped a 5-year-old boy. But this boy spoke out. H.G. raped me, he said. Who will ensure that in years to come, this little boy will not rape someone? Who will help prevent him repeating this act of violence? It is time to do something.
The big question is, what? What should and what can people do? The report gives some clear suggestions. It states that one key element is education. And this means education of all kinds, not just within schools. Education on social and sexual matters should be a central part of families and communities.
The report discusses all the issues affecting Indigenous people. These include family breakdowns, housing shortages, lack of jobs, alcohol and drug abuse. People must address all these problems. The report says that all these matters relate to the issue of child abuse.
The report also confirms the importance of the government's work. It must lead the way in helping to protect children. But any government efforts must work with Indigenous people. History shows that forcing communities to accept government policies creates problems. It does not solve them. The report says that discussion with Indigenous people is an important key to success. Local communities must own any projects in their area. Projects must attack the deep problems of child abuse and the self-respect of the Indigenous people must be returned.
The Australian Prime Minister, John Howard, declared the state of the Indigenous people as a national emergency. He says that the breakdown in law and order is a major factor in the child abuse problem.
A lack of effective policing has been at the heart of it. Until law and order have been established, we are not going to make progress on things like health checks and school attendance.
So the government has decided to establish law and order. The federal government has made a list of the worst Indigenous community areas. It has sent police into these places. One of their target areas is Mutijulu. This community is close to Uluru. People have made serious claims about behaviour in this community. The government has decided to enforce law and order. But this is frightening the Mutijulu people. One local person said,
"The government is frightening the women and children. They think the army and police are coming to take their children away."
Local women fear the government is simply using the issue of child abuse. They believe it is an excuse to bring in the police and army to their communities. They fear the government secretly plans to take away their land and their rights. But Mal Brough says that there is no need for concern. He is the Indigenous Affairs Minister. He says the government only wants to help protect the children. Brough says that people need the police in their communities. They can then report any problems directly to the police.
Only time will show if the new government policies have any positive effect. The Sacred Children Report suggests that it will take years of work to bring change. And this is with the kind of work the report proposes. Communities and government working together. In many people's minds, this is the only way that real change will ever come. And it is the only way to give the children back what is theirs. They have the right to a future without abuse. They have a right to be pure and innocent, sacred. They have a right to be children. The writer and producer of today's programme was Marina Santi. All the quotes in this programme were adapted for radio. You can hear this programme again on our website at www.radio.english.net. This programme is called Little Children Are Sacred.
Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, goodbye.